The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 as well. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to be playing some audio for you because I want you to listen for yourselves. If this is what America wants, then this is what you can have. Politicians confirming and reaffirming, that's what I've been sharing with you concerning judges, concerning the President of the United States, concerning how he is purposely destroying this country. Folks, it's just getting clearer and clearer every day as to who the enemy is. And folks, again, I've been telling you this for going on 8 years right now. The enemy is within. He is not without. He is within, not without. You've been told that you have a foreign enemy, but it's interesting that the foreigner inside of the White House is the one opening the gates to those that mean to plunder and destroy not only your country, but as well, folks, your lives. I also wanted to let you know, too, I was listening to a little bit of yesterday's radio show. And if you get a little glitch in what I'm saying, oftentimes I spend so much time reading old English that it comes through and people say, well, that's not proper English. No, as a matter of fact, it's totally proper English. And it sounds like a broken sentence at times to people, but it's like, no, wait a second. I just want you to understand this is proper English. It shows you how we have diverted from proper English as to what we have normalized today in our language. So again, friends, I just wanted to share that with you, not making excuses, just clarifying, nothing more and nothing less. We're going to be jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a moment. Friends, I want you to understand before I share these audio pieces with you, as I shared with you when I was in Yorktown, Virginia, where our forefathers had stated, it was a big statement made up on the wall in Yorktown in the museum. It said one thing to declare independence, but it's quite another to establish independence. I want to say it this way to the modern day American patriot. It's one thing to call out corruption for what it is. It's quite another to indict and establish judgment. And I want to let you know again before we get rocking and rolling here, these are snakes, friends. These people do not work for you. They work for special interest. You judge them by their fruits, not by what they say. And if you were to go to what they've voted on, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about and how it runs in contrast to those that they serve, because they're not serving you. They're serving themselves, and they are serving special interest groups. Daniel Webster rightly said, he said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. He said, should our destruction come at all, it will come in from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and their negligence. He said, Daniel Webster did, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants, notice the word servants, and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Speaking of you, America, make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. These are the headlines, friends. These are the headlines that the bought and paid state-controlled narrative would not want you to know of. Muslim invader issues threat to murder wife and children if he is deported. Interestingly enough, friends, state seizes video behind Planned Parenthood expose. Palin, Sarah Palin, plans to sue rapper for tweeted gang rape. These black rappers are now calling for the gang rape of Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin is doing the right thing and standing up and taking it back to the enemy. That's how justice, friends, needs to be brought forth, is through bringing it to the enemy and bringing it into their camps to let them know that we're ruled by law, not by their filthy, debased, reprobate attitudes or their raps. Atheists lose case, but they still demand demolition. Folks, I've shared with you time and time again as to how these people operate through totalitarian methods. They're not ruled by law. In other words, these, well, all five of these atheists across America, friends, because that's probably the number of them, they said because they lost, they're going to ignore the judge's ruling that did his job, that good judge did. But they still say we demand demolition regardless of what he said. See, this is the kind of people that you're working with, friends, a lawless people. There's no negotiation with them. There's no reasoning with them. I mean, attempting to reason with these sort of people is an attempt to administer medicine to a dead horse, friends. It does no good. You're wasting your time. It's null and void. It's vain. It's empty. It's worthless. Also wanted to let you know, illegal alien kills firefighter and two children in a head-on collision. These illegals that the President of the United States of America that you've tolerated over the last 7 3/4 year has continuously allured them into this country or released them onto the streets from prison has now been found guilty of killing a firefighter in America and his two children. I also wanted to let you know, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, next up on gun control agenda, ammunition background checks. Folks, this is what you want to hear. This is what you're going to hear. If this is what you want to continuously feed upon, you can. But I want to let you know that you can have the victory if you so choose. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Extortion 17 family members claim NSA is surveilling them, and they still can't get information from D.C. concerning the dead that were shot down in those C-4s over in Afghanistan by this administration through a trade-off. And that is not far-fetched. That is a fact, friends. That is a fact. We're going to come right back, and we're going to play some audio, and I'm going to let you hear for yourself as to what's going on inside of your government, that the state-controlled narrative, the state-controlled media, that which is bought and paid for and controlled by the CIA, doesn't want you to hear. Let's do our job, friends. Let's tell the truth and let's shame the devil. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Washington, the first president of the United States of America, rightly said that the propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. That's President George Washington. I just highlighted the fact that an illegal is now responsible for killing a firefighter and his two children. And right before that, friends, I'd shared with you how the criminal in the White House is subjecting you towards your enemies because, friends, he and his administration are the enemy, and you need to call it for what it is, and you need to act appropriately, friends, and deal with the issues at hand. This has gone too far. Listen carefully.
What's never happened in the nearly 20 years that I've been in the United States Border Patrol, what we've never done before is we've never stopped issuing NTAs. We've always issued NTAs, always. This is a new policy that by not issuing NTAs, we're basically saying there's no record of them. They weren't even in our custody. That's never happened before.
National Border Patrol Labor Council President Brandon Judd told reporters that the Obama administration has been misleading the public about the security of our borders.
The administration and the commissioner have engaged in a campaign to mislead the American people to believe that our borders are secure. He has manipulated the data, had agents assigned to low traffic areas, and attempted to quiet dissent by calling those who question his approach as misinformed without offering any evidence to support these allegations.
Mr. Judge said the Border Patrol is now at a crossroads.
The Border Patrol is at a crossroads. We are either going to be a specialized law enforcement agency dedicated to enforcing our nation's immigration laws or a political arm of the administration. Under the current administration, the mission of the Border Patrol has been altered to meet the amnesty and open border policies currently being pushed.
Mr. Judd criticized the Border Patrol commissioner for threatening the jobs of agents if they don't follow the new rules.
Real leaders don't make threats. They lead. Again, last week, CBP Commissioner Gil Kerlikowske said that Border Patrol agents should look for other jobs if they don't follow the administration's amnesty programs. This is not leadership. This is another political appointee trying to look good in front of their boss at the expense of real results. Never before have we seen an administration or a commissioner politicize the enforcement of the immigration laws of this great nation like we see today.
The Border Patrol loses agents every day and cannot hire enough replacements.
We have agents leaving every single day. We cannot hire. In fact, the commissioner in his appropriations testimony, he said that we can't hire fast enough to handle the attrition.
Do you think Border Patrol agents should follow orders? Or should they risk their careers by resisting? Share and comment below.
Now, friends, here's the bottom line. Mr. Judd criticized the Border Patrol commissioner for threatening the jobs of agents if they do not follow the new rules. Folks, it's the law that makes the king. Do you understand? Because in this country, it is the Constitution of the United States of America, based on the Mosaic Institution, that Bible, that is king. It's not the President of the United States. It's not his attorney. It's not his Attorney General. It's not those in the Pentagon. Folks, it's the United States Constitution. And to prove the point, friends, did they not swear publicly with their hands on the Bible to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Who is this individual in the White House, friends, that is continuously destroying your country purposely every single day of the week? 7 days a week, folks, 365 days a year over the last 7 3/4 years. He has been assaulting you. He has been tearing down your laws. And what is he doing here? He's attempting to recreate the Constitution in his own image, which he does not have the lawful, in any sense of the word, he does not have the lawful authority to do that, because we have not given him that authority. Again, read the Declaration of Independence. Either you follow what the President of the United States of America does by allowing these people to come in illegally, or else you may lose your job. I want you to listen carefully to that, friends, because therein lies the very reason, the pith and marrow, the very definition as to why people in this country are confused as to what's going on in this country. If you know the difference between right and wrong, that which is lawful and unlawful, friends, you'll know who's breaking the law. And I want to tell you this, it's not the Border Patrol agents. Keep in mind, speaking of the Border Patrol agents, remember Brian Terry? Remember Fast and Furious under none other than the criminal himself, Attorney General Eric Holder. Him and the President of the United States, friends, many years ago at the beginning of his administration, were busted illegally putting high-powered weapons into the hands in Mexico of drug lords. That administration is responsible for over 300 dead Mexicans, friends. Do you remember rightly, Barack Hussein Obama shortly went back over to Mexico sometime after, I believe it was about 3 to 4 months later, and he blamed those crimes on you, the American people, while he did his best to remove the responsible party, namely him and the Attorney General, Eric Holder. That's what you are dealing with, friends. But again, this is signs of perfect judgment, the perfect judgment of God, that he will appoint over you those that hate you and those that mean to destroy you. And that's exactly what's happening in this country today, friends. I wanted to say this because it comes to my aid once again. The two enemies of the people are criminals and governments. So let us tie the second down of the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Now, I know that there's many people that listen to me across the country. Many are Christians, many are not. It doesn't matter. I'm glad you're listening, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I really respect the fact that you're taking the time to listen to me. But I want you to understand something, namely to those that profess to be Christians. When you look at what I'm sharing with you, do keep in mind John the Baptist, one that was crying ill in the wilderness. He said, make straight the paths of the Lord, right? He was the guy, that prophet of the Lord, was the guy that was responsible for pointing his finger at the corrupt king, namely King Herod, for all of his evils. Okay? And when you look at scripture from Genesis all the way to Revelation, you can see the church doing its job. And what were they doing? They were reproving the darkness by being the light that God called them, regardless if they were an apostle or a prophet or a teacher or a pastor or an evangelist, because our end aim is all the same, that Christ might be glorified. And we want to glorify God through our obedience because we love him, and that's why we obey. But I also want you to understand that when you go over to the book of 1 Kings, 18, chapter 18. It's interesting that the corrupt king, Ahab, who was ruled by his wife Jezebel, when he seen Elijah, that faithful man of God, who was calling out the corruption of Ahab's administration and his kingship in that particular situation in that particular time. Notice what Ahab called Elijah. He called him the troubler of Israel. Folks, I want you to understand something. Elijah responded with, I'm not the troubler. I'm not the one that left my father's commandments. You and your household are. So you need to understand who the good guy is and who the bad guy is. Read Isaiah 5, verse 20 when you get a moment, because these are the people, just like the likes of this satanic disciple, not far-fetched, friends, that's a fact. He's a Saul Alinsky disciple, and he accredited his book to none other than Satan. We've heard publicly the respect that Barack Hussein Obama, along with Hillary Clinton, have for none other than the Chicago organizer, Saul Alinsky, who accredited his book to Satan. You need to understand that he came to kill, to steal, and to destroy, and that's all that his administration has been doing since day one. America, when are you going to get off this National Enquirer garbage that the conservatives are putting out there? It's nothing but a bunch of gossip. You have some serious issues. And the freedom that which you have now, friends, if you want it to just go away, rest assured it is. If you want to take back what has been stolen from you, then it's time for you to respond to what God's commandments tell us to do. Because unto those is mercy given. Read the book of Exodus chapter 20. Those that love the Lord, he promised that mercy would be shown unto them. And keep in mind, David said, thy commandments are faithful. That's what David said in the book of Psalm 119. He said, they judge me wrongfully. The commandments are faithful. They were oppressing him. They were persecuting him for keeping the Lord's words, for keeping his law, his statutes, and his judgments to keep and do them by the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, lead me not into the hands of my oppressors in the time of judgment. And the Lord did not. Nowhere, let me remind you, nowhere can you find the Lord, nowhere, leaving a man or failing any man that has been faithful to his laws, to his statutes, or his commandments, or his judgments to do them. You can't find it in Scripture. And that's where I say, friends, that's where we premise every show on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Let's put our feet upon the rock, because God is not a man that he should lie. Nor, Scripture tells us in the book of Timothy that when we're faithless, he remains faithful. So I'm not saying that we have to be a certain way, but I am saying, friends, that regardless of who we are, if we're willing to obey him, he'll meet our shortcomings at every turn. And praise God for his grace, because we know that we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. But we have to respond to what's going on in our country. Now, what I'm going to do is when we come back after this break, I'm going to actually go over... This one really chaps my hide, friends, big time. All the more, even more so than the last piece that I played for you. But this was without congressional authority. Barack Hussein Obama just circumvented Congress and wrote a $500 million check out to, guess who? The United Nations, just like I said, to climate change, which they cannot prove. We'll be right back.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Again, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, let's just get one thing straight here. I say this with a half smirk on my face, but it does agitate me. Folks, I'm not a pastor, so don't call in and ask to talk to Pastor Bradley. Okay? Just for the record, just wanted to clarify that. Thank you. I really do appreciate that. Let's get that straight. I don't know why that's always bothered me. I think I've heard that probably 3 or 4 times in my life now. It's like, really? Is that all you know about the Word of God, that you would actually look at me as if I was some sort of a pastor? No. That doesn't jive. As a matter of fact, did you know that in the New Testament, it says pastor one time in Ephesians 4:11? Isn't that crazy? This is a different show, but why is the pastor leading the church? It's supposed to be the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. That's a different show. We'll talk about that sometime. Folks, love him or hate him, he was right. Abraham Lincoln. He said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution." Okay? Are these people that we're doing exposés on right now, that we're uncovering right now, are they the ones that are overthrowing the Constitution? If yes, then you have an obligation and a duty to correct and to deal with those that overthrow the Constitution by overthrowing them. Article 2, Section 4. You have a lawful duty and an obligation to do so. Amen. "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution." Who better to come out with that than Abraham Lincoln, huh? Pretty crazy stuff. I'm going to go over now to a hearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on March 8th. of 2016, Senator John Barrasso, Wyoming, asked a State Department official how the president was able to give a handout to, listen carefully, to foreign bureaucrats without congressional approval. He gave Barack Hussein Obama, stole your tax dollars, and he gave over $500 million to the United Nations, as I've been warning you, folks, to climate change. A climate change fund in defiance of Congress. America, who's Congress? You are.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for being here to testify today. I just want to follow up on a little bit of what Senator Barrasso was talking about. Did Congress approve the Green Climate Fund?
Senator, as I said previously, we reviewed with our lawyers the authorities we had and had made provided resources in accordance with the authorities to meet what.
Right, but the fund itself, I mean, it went into an account. Did Congress approve that account that it went into?
We have the authorities that Congress provided us to make that payment.
But did Congress approve it?
Did Congress
approve the account, the Green Climate
Fund? They passed an appropriations bill that we've reviewed the authorities of and have used to make this payment.
Well, if I understand how this works, money came out of somewhere. And where did it come from?
The funding is from the Economic Support Fund accounts.
Which specific line items?
The way the account works.
And the Economic Support Fund does what?
It supports programming in lots of different countries to address a lot of different issues related to economic growth and opportunity.
So we took money out of there, $500 million. All that money came from that program?
Correct. It's a very large
account. And you put it
some of which is directed toward countries and programs, and others that the department has the authority to allocate as it sees fit.
That allocation as it sees fit to put it into a green climate fund that Congress did not approve.
Congress provided us with the authority to make this payment.
But let's be clear, Congress never approved a green climate fund, correct?
We proposed a budget that included support for the green climate fund. We've reviewed our
authority. Has that budget been approved?
In FY16, we
supposed
to budget,
though, been approved
received an appropriations bill for FY16, and from those resources, reviewing our authorities, have determined we could make this contribution, which we have done.
But the Green Climate Fund itself, now just yes or no, I mean, this is a pretty simple answer. Was it approved by Congress?
Did Congress authorize the Green Climate Fund? No, it's not.
So you did not authorize. So how then,
because
if Congress did not authorize the Green Climate Fund, as you just said, how can $500 million go to it? Did you notify Congress of this?
The payment that we made did not require a congressional notification in the traditional way that you would notify funds through an appropriations process. Notifications have been made.
Why would it not require?
The authority didn't require it. And Senator, we'd be pleased to provide to you and other members of this committee the legal analysis and rationale for how we did this.
Of the $54 billion the State Department has received FY 2016, can all of that money be just reprogrammed by lawyers at the department?
The actual appropriation is $50 billion, not 54, but no, it can't.
Sorry, so that's 54.59 is the actual in FY16, according to the documents we have from committee.
Okay. So, no. There are certain accounts and provisions that have to be notified to Congress.
Okay, so the Green Climate Fund was not authorized by Congress. No notification was given to Congress of this. When were you planning on notifying Congress of this?
Senator, as I said, we've reviewed the authority and the process under which we can do it, and our lawyers and we have determined that we have the ability to do it. And as I pledge to you and to other members, we're happy to provide that legal analysis and the additional details.
So nothing is overfunded, you stated in your answer to Senator Barrasso. But now you would then testify, I guess, with $500 million gone, is the account that you just mentioned now underfunded?
Senator, I wouldn't say it's underfunded. We proposed a budget that reflected the contribution to the Green Climate Fund. So as we allocated resources and planned for FY16, and we submitted a budget that actually we received an appropriation above. And so, no, nothing's overfunded, and we...
So nothing's overfunded, nothing's underfunded now. Is that what you're saying?
Of course we have to make trade-offs in our budget all the time. Are we making them because $500 million worth of...
So let me just ask you this, though. I mean, because I think this is the heart of the distrust between the executive branch and the legislative branch. And I'd say this no matter who's in the administration. I don't care what party they're in. The challenge is we have a constitution that makes it very clear that says appropriations are carried out by the legislative branch. And when you sit here before the American people and say... that the Green Climate Fund was never approved by Congress, and yet $500 million just went to it. I don't think that lawyers can replace the Constitution outside of the lawyers don't they don't replace the constitutional requirements that Congress approved these funds, this appropriation.
Are you hearing what he just said, friends? Lawyers can't just change the Constitution whenever they feel like it. But they're all doing President Barack Hussein Obama's biddings. Aren't these useful idiots? They circumvented the voice of Congress. They usurped their authority. Again, friends, whose responsibility is it to right the wrongs? Is it someone else that should take care of this? Or should it be the American people that can see that within they're not willing to deal with those that they should be dealing with concerning our representation and representatives? If they're unwilling to deal with it, then that means we have to deal with them as well. Remember what I said right before I played the piece. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Folks, you can bet your bottom dollar. I could go into that hearing. I could recite the Constitution of the United States of America, and it would be foreign to them, as if I walked into that room and started speaking Chinese to them. Because they themselves do not even know it. Matter of fact, I have some first-hand experience with that. We spent some time with a Maryland representative who has a Constitution and a Declaration of Independence in his pocket. He went onto the federal floor during some hearings. He made some comments, constitutional comments, reciting what it said in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. The court reporter on his way out asked him the question, where did you find that information? This is like some crazy stuff that's going on in our country. Folks, the President of the United States, this happened on April 1st. So while everybody was out there joking about as to what's going on, guess what? The government wasn't. When you thought everybody was at ease for a moment, the government wasn't. How many times do they pass these unlawful, illegal, unconstitutional bills and throw them on the backs of the American people during vacations, during holidays? Folks, they do it all the time. By the way, the king across the pond 240 years ago used to do the same exact thing. When you least expect them to do what they do, that's when they're doing it. What you least expect them to do, that's what they are doing. I wanted to highlight the fact that Abraham Lincoln said as well, for those, again, professed Christians out there, study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit, said Abraham Lincoln, proclaimed in legislatures and enforced in the courts of justice. Let me say it again. Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures and enforced in the courts of justice. Of course, according to whose justice, friends? My goodness, we always come back to this, do we not? We always do. But it's a good place to be, because most people need to be told things 2,000 and 3,000 times in this country, not 2 and 3, as they did in biblical times. I often think about the prophet Daniel in chapter 9 of Daniel, and what he did on the behalf of the people in his country. I cannot clarify my message any more than what comes out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, Daniel's mouth speaks. And it was filled with the Holy Ghost. But when I hear what Daniel said on the behalf of his people in Jerusalem at that time, I got to say, I can't say it any better than he did. And what I'm going to do, friends, is right after this break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to actually read to you what Daniel said, so you can understand exactly why we are where we're at today in this country and what the answer is. You know, it tells us in the book of Hosea that you've destroyed yourself, but there's help in the Lord. Isn't it interesting that we do everything that we shouldn't do? We go to everybody and their dog and their parakeet and their cat and their chipmunks and so on and so forth, looking for help. And the last person that we always resort to is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Why is that? Are we that evil within? Yes, we are. Going to take a quick break, friends. Again, just wanting you to hear out of the horse's mouth as to what's going on in your country. I'm going to play one more quick piece as to one of the senators calling out justice, injustice, chief injustice.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment. We're going to play a piece by Grassley, the Chief Injustice Roberts. In other words, politicians confirming and reaffirming that which I've been sharing with you, but now you get to hear for yourself. And you know what, friends? That's a better route to go. So I don't have to say it twice. Or that I might have to say it and then share the audio with you. No, just let them do it. Let them do it to themselves. And so, folks, what I wanted to do is play this piece, but the volume is way too low. But again, what it is Grassley, the Chief Justice Roberts, Injustice Roberts, you know, the guy that was the pivot point concerning Obamacare unconstitutionality. Folks, it is null and void. Article 1, Section 8, it is illegal in this country. It is communism. It's overreaching, and they are usurping their positions. And again, Article 3, Section 1, they sit during good behavior. If they don't want to do that, then it's your job to remove them. I also wanted to remind those listening to me today that those that serve we the people in the capacity of the justice and the justices across this country, no matter what level that they may be at, I want you to hear what their position is. It is to discover and to apply written law. Nothing more, nothing less. President Andrew Jackson said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what is right and wrong and of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. No, they are not. No, they are not. This is another show. I mean, look at who they have sitting on that bench, friends. You want to talk about unqualified in every sense? Alina Kagan, folks, she's never judged a case a day in her life. And if I went on her record right now, friends, you'd be appalled. Sotomayor, friends, look at how they plant these people right before they come up with the Supreme Court's decisions on these cases. Homosexuality, immigration. I mean, it's sickening, but it's so telling. It's so telling. And friends, you need to keep in mind that there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned, said Roosevelt. You need to understand that they are the ones playing you if you don't play them. I'm talking about justice here again, friends. I want to jump over to Daniel 9 really quick, and I want you to listen carefully to the heart of Daniel concerning, well, his concerns for his people and his country. He said this in verse 4, chapter 9, Daniel. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. He said, we have sinned and have committed lawlessness and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts. Precepts are those things that God has bestowed and entrusted you with, friends. He said, even by departing from thy precepts, that which you've entrusted us with, and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened, listened carefully unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in the name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as to this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to all of Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespasses that they have trespassed against who? Against heaven. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our presidents, to our legislators, to the executive branch, to the judicial branch, friends, to our princes, our senators, our congressmen, our congresswomen, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. To the Lord our God belongeth mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Folks, I've had an individual that read one of my commentaries last week that is so mad at me for telling you, friends, what I'm telling you right now. You know, we're not saved by the law. We're not saved by the works of the law. Nobody said you were. Nobody said you were. I got a question for you. Why do you hate the law? Because it exposes your sin before a just and a holy God. That law is to be used as a schoolmaster to bring you unto Christ where you might be justified by faith. Why are you so angry with God's law? David loved the law of the Lord. Oh, how love I love thy law. It's my meditation all the day long. Paul loved the law of the Lord. Read Romans 7. Because the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. We're carnal, sold under sin. That drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Folks, we do the works because we're saved. We don't do the works to get saved. And if you understand the two covenants, law and grace, friends, the law condemns. And the gospel justifies to those that believe. It's that simple. And we don't make void the law. We establish it through faith. Read the book of Romans chapter 3. And I said to this individual, I said, you are the reason we are in the position that we are in today. You are an antinomianist. You have no regard for God's moral law, which Christ never abrogated nowhere. I said, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I said, furthermore, you should shut your mouth and look around because you're responsible for what we're dealing with today. But you want to try to justify yourself in the sight of a just and a holy God who has left off his moral government, you anarchist. And listen to what Daniel's praying right now. He said, O Lord, to us belongeth confusion to face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers. Because why? Because we have sinned against them. Friends, interestingly enough, I went back to this individual and I said, what's sin? He said, missing the mark. I said, no, it's not. It's the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. You don't have a need for a Savior until you know that you're a sinner. You have no need of a physician until you know what your disease is and you need to be healed. You need to be driven to the one that can heal. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Read Ephesians 1. Yeah, all Israel has transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, listen to me, America, which he spake against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not done as he hath done upon Jerusalem. Why? Because they were his people. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil shall come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our lawlessness and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord God, thou hast brought forth thy people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand through blood, and has gotten thee renown as it is this day. We have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to thy righteousness, I beseech thee, said Daniel, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from the city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us.
That's right. And we have to make sure that we want to do our best to be able to restore this nation. We look and see what we have become because we have allowed it to become this way. And we as Christians and we as patriots, we have a duty before God to do that which God has called us to do. First and foremost, out of a love for the Lord in our hearts, but also because we want to see our nation restored back to the founding principles that made us great. And that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. We're speaking forth the truth. I was speaking to a guy yesterday who actually signed up to become a Son of Liberty, a university student. And I told him, you know, it's like people who are sitting in darkness, when the light gets turned on, many times they don't like to hear it. It's
back to the founding principles.
It's offensive to them because they don't like to see the fact that their sin is before a just and a holy God. So we have a job to do. Our job is to turn on the light of truth that exposes darkness and that causes all the rats, if I may say it that way, to flee, because we are bringing forth the light of God's truth. So please join Apache and do what he did yesterday by going online and becoming a Son of Liberty. It's very easy. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. We have different levels of membership. One's as simple as $1 a day. If you look at yourself and all that you spend your money on during the day for, you know, coffee, for going out to eat, this, that, and the other thing, is $1 a day worth getting the truth out to the masses? Is $1 a day worth it? Or more for those of you that can do more to be able to sustain this ministry to seek and save that which is lost. Not only on our radio program 6 days a week nationally and internationally, but also through our events that we do across the nation, through our columns, through all the different interviews and things that we do on a 24/7 basis to make sure that our freedom is preserved for our posterity and that we deal with law breakers by bringing forth justice. So again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Don't delay. Don't say I'll look at it tomorrow. Do it now if you've never had a chance to look at it before. Choose the level of membership that's right for you and support this work that is literally changing the hearts of people across this nation.
Folks, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. And who did he get that from? None other than the Christ himself. Again, we love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.